T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
The Green Wave taking down Wichita State over the weekend, 3-2, 8-7, 6-3 in game one. Winning close games like that, we just talked about, you know, winning one- and two-run games. To do that, it's monumental for the winner and devastating for the loser. When you can do that and look back on your season, if you've been able to win those games, and you're in the postseason, you're probably looking at a handful of those games and saying, especially if you're victorious, saying, this is the reason why we're in the postseason, because we won 4 or 5 one-run games. A lot of it boils down to that. Can you pitch or hit in big moments? Right now, the Green Wave, they're 6-1 in the conference. Yeah, 6-1, 17-13 overall. They've won 6 straight. 3-4 away, 14-9 at home. And to be able to play this weekend, especially in New Orleans with all the weather they had, I'm sure that made for an interesting weekend for the Green Wave. But taking down Wichita State and in 2 games on Friday, 10 a.m. and 4:55, and then Saturday game got underway and had to resume it on Sunday. Travis Jewett, head baseball coach at Tulane. Coach, how are you? Congratulations on the series sweep.
I'm doing great. Thank you very much. How are you?
Good. Again, congratulations on the sweep. 6-3, 3-2, and 8-7, 2 1-run ball games. And I was just talking before you came on the air about most of the teams that end up in the postseason are going to look back on their one-run games as to if they won those, and those that aren't in the postseason are going to look back on those and say, we didn't win those close games, and that's a big reason why they're either in the playoffs or not in the postseason. You agree?
Yeah, I do. And I'm glad to hear Tulane – one-run win lately, as you mentioned, a couple this weekend. We were a little snake-bitten early in the season. I think we were 2-8 or something like that, and 1 or 2 run games kind of in our non-league portion. So hopefully we learn from some of those mistakes or defeats that, you know, we had ourselves in those situations, and we're starting to find some ways to win our own one-run game. So good for us.
6-1 in the conference, you got to feel good about where you are so far.
Yeah, no doubt. And, you know, we had a, you know, like I said, just kind of an up and down non-league portion. But, you know, sometimes you got to go through those trials. And I was looking at our schedule earlier today. I'm on a regional advisory committee for the, you know, NCAA for postseason selection. And started looking at some of our stuff. You know, we've got about the 33rd. Ranked strength of schedule for what we played going through. So it certainly wasn't light. And, you know, learn from some of those things, and we're putting them into effect now, and we're off to a good start. So we are what we are right now, and we got to continue to get better this week and got to hit the road to Memphis. And so hopefully the boys are feeling good about themselves and keep this thing rolling.
You guys came back in game one against Wichita State, exploding for 5 runs in the 5th inning to ultimately take the 6-3 victory. What happened there in the 5th?
Well, you know, one thing I will tell you, the reason why we have been winning to start the conference is our starting pitching has been tremendous, you know, and offensively we're starting to come around. Our young guys are continuing to improve, and some of our other guys are stepping up. So just, you know, the combination of good starting pitching, keeping them at bay just gives us a chance to do what we've been doing, and that's been getting on base, executing our offense, and coming through some two-out RBIs.
Game two, you guys won again 3-2 over Wichita State. I'm sure you didn't sleep well knowing that seeing your team commit four errors, though.
Yeah, no doubt. I think at one point we might have had more errors than we had hits in that game. But again, starting pitching, and Jack was outstanding in that ball game to limit them. From the mistakes that we made. And that's the one thing I think his game has completely, how it's improved is that, those response opportunities that he has when things aren't going good behind him, he's still kind of staying in the moment, making pitches when he has to, and not kind of letting it get out of control. And so we're able to manage those types of things. And then, like I said, just get the hits when we kind of need it. So we'll have to clean those things up, because that's what really has made those, one and two run losses that we had early. That's kind of been the equation about why we've been in those games. So we've got to secure the ball better, Christian. We do. We've got to do what I think defense is, and that's just, move the ball from player to player with efficiency. When they hit it to us, we got to catch it. We got to exchange it. We got to move our feet, and we got to play catch with a partner. And if we do that, I think with the way our pitching's going and our hits starting to come around, I think we could be a dangerous team going forward.
I'm not trying to dwell on the negative, Coach, at all. 8-7 in game three. So six errors in three games, I'm sure that'll be a focal point going forward before you guys get back in conference play against Memphis this coming weekend. And that'll be the last I mention of the errors. It's just I just know baseball, and I know baseball managers get really perturbed about free bases, whether it be walk or hit by pitch, and errors.
Yep, no question. And the thing I'll tell you, too, that I think we're trying to stress is, just like the ball, it's like an egg. We just got to cradle it. We've got to take care of it. We've got to understand its importance. And baseball, I think you'd agree with me here, it's a routine game. It's the ball hit right at you. It's not the one, the diving in the sixth hole or slamming into the wall and jumping over it and robbing homers. Those happen just periodically, very infrequently. It's the ground ball right at you. It's the team that puts a bunt down. It's like, just pick it up one time and throw the guy out. It's understanding those types of things. So the routineness of it. So that's what we're just trying to get our guys to understand. It's just like, we're not asking them to do anything like sports center type plays. We just want to play clean, routine baseball. And I think the team that does that the best wins. I tell our guys this, and you probably do this with your guys' deal with your coaching, is show me a team that can't play catch and I'll show you a losing team. And sometimes when I see the ball flying around the park, it just makes me think of that, and just like the ability to, like I said, move the ball from player to player with efficiency. That's what defense is, and we got to do it. So we need to we take today off, and then the next couple of days, believe me, we're going to have some, water balloon tosses or whatever you want to call it, egg cradle catches or whatever. But we're going to glorify the ball and probably spend some good amount of time just making sure that that's in, and then actually probably do that to a point where we feel like we can move on to our hitting. And if we don't, then we'll just try to play catch all day, I guess.
Old school approach. You bring me back to Bull Durham when Crash Davis says the nuke, the ball, hold it like an egg. The ball's an egg. Hold it like an egg.
Yeah. We do a thing, Christian, where we're just trying to glorify it, and we call it an orb. When I raise it up, the kids all go, and then when I drop it down there quiet, when I lift it back up, and that's just kind of my way of showing them, like, this is precious, and we got to wrap it up in a blanket, we got to take care of it, and we got to keep it off the ground and do all those things that winning baseball teams do. So we're capable. We've shown that at points, but we just got to kind of clean it up. And like I said, it all starts on the mound, and I'm really excited about kind of what our pitching staff really from front to back is doing. And, you know, with what they're doing, we've got to take care of these automatic outs, so to speak. And if we do that, then we're going to have a chance to beat every game.
What kind of dog, Coach, you got in the background? What kind of dog you got?
Gosh, it's there's this little Cavapoo that's running around my yard, and he's going nuts at what? I have no idea. But his name's Griffey, so if that tells you anything, that's my favorite player of all time. So, oh, yeah, so we named the
Junior?
Dog out. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, his career was cut way too short, too quickly, by a back injury that he could never really get over. He was growing up, that was the guy. Him and Will Clark are the two of my favorites growing up. I watched Ken Griffey Jr. In fact, I still have his rookie card.
Talking about two of the – those are two of the sweeter left-handed swings ever. So Griffey would have, in my mind, hit 800 home runs had he stayed healthy, you know, type of thing. It was that pretty. But you mentioned, I mean, it was knee and shoulders, and he just kind of had the injury bug. But, yeah. So, anyways, my wife just let the dog in, so I apologize that. So
that's okay. It's all right.
Griffey's out of the equation.
Yeah, look, I love having fun on the air, and it's not the first interview I've done where the dog's been barking in the background. It's no big deal. I actually kind of like to have fun with it. Hey, answer something for me as a coach. What is it about lefties that seem to hit the low ball better than righties?
I wish I knew, you know. I don't know if there's a particular reason why, to be honest with you. I'm not sure.
I just think about that all the time, and I'm like, how can lefties hit that low ball that righties can't get to, and they hit it hard too? Righties might, you know, pop it into the ground, punch it into the ground, and have to leg it out if they can. Lefties seem to stroke that ball to the gap. It's something that I've always kind of thought about. I was curious if you had an answer.
I don't know. Maybe lefties are just better golfers. I don't know.
So up next this weekend, back in conference play against Memphis, you're on the road this year, and so far this year on the road hasn't been too kind to you guys. 3-4 away from Turchin Stadium. So what are you guys going to do to try to right that?
Well, you know, just play good baseball. You know, that's what we have to do, and it's going to be a challenge, that's for sure, Christian, because we've already played Memphis one time just a short couple weeks ago. So, you know, they'll be familiar with what we're trying to do. We'll be familiar with what they're trying to do. You know, they'll have some want to because we won the series last time, and then they'll be feeling good about themselves playing at home. So we're just going to have to pack up GFATs and, you know, the quality of game that we're capable of playing and take it on down to their place and, you know, put it into effect. So really nothing, you know, the bases are the same length, the mound's the same height and distance, and it's just a baseball game. We just got to get in there and try to take some ownership of their field on Thursday night, gain some familiarity with the place, and then get after it on Friday.
Do you like this four-game conference setup that you guys have done this year?
Well, yeah, and I do because, you know, I'm probably just like the kids. I want to play. You know, we had it all taken from us last year, and, you know, so I think we're all eager to do what we love to do, which is play and coach baseball. So that part I do like. You better love baseball because those are long days and long series. And, you know, that's for sure. And they're all 9-inning games too. So that makes it long. And then, you know, the thing that I do like about it, I think the team that is going to be up at the front end of this thing is going to be the team that has the pitching depth, you know. And in order to go into a four-game series on a weekend, you better have some arm potential, you know, to keep people at bay for that long a time. So I do feel like we have that ability. And, you know, we're showing right now that we've got four qualified, maybe even five qualified starters. So that's good feeling going into, you know, such a long weekend of baseball.
Man, that's a luxury to have. A lot of college baseball teams can't say that, that's for sure. Hanging out with Travis Jewett, Tulane head baseball coach here on Sports Talk. Coach, I don't think I've ever talked to you about this before, but the sabermetrics part of baseball and what it's done to Major League Baseball, for me, I said it earlier, college baseball is a better brand, better product for me than the MLB, just because of strikeouts, mm-hmm. the home runs. Have Saber analytics, Saber metrics caused too many has it impacted decisions to the point where it's not really good because of you're betting on metrics opposed to just a good, nice little level swing and pop the ball to the outfield, hit the ball in a gap? You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I absolutely do understand what you're saying. Now, my answer might be completely different than everybody else's, but I'm a little more caveman-ish when it comes to just the game of baseball. You know, everybody's talking about launch angles and, you know, things like that and what you have to do and don't hit the ball on the ground and striking out is okay. I still haven't bought into that at all, you know, so I just want to try to hit hard ground balls and line drives, and those line drives have a chance to be spun and climb, and those can be doubles and home runs, and I'm still okay with the hard ground ball, and, you know, striking out stinks, and I don't believe in it. So, I think those metrics can fiddle with you, because I think then people start trying to adjust their swings to try to hit the ball in the air, and then I think you start decreasing your margin for error, and you do get more strikeouts and all those types of things. So, I'm kind of a caveman when it comes to that kind of thing, and I do think it's going to circle back, to be honest with you. You know, I think
you think it's going to infiltrate college baseball?
Oh, it already has, that's for sure. You know, it's prevalent in our game. I think there's a lot of people teaching it out there, trying to do those types of things. And, you know, you're seeing a lot of things that are measuring things, weight pressure through stride and where is this at and rotational torque and launch angles. And, I mean, it's pretty complicated, but, see it and hit a line drive is – still kind of part of my favorite.
Yeah, I mean, I remember playing. If you look at the scorebook, you had a K, or you had a fielder's choice, or you lined out, you got a ground ball with eyes, and you got on base, or occasionally you might pop a home run, but there wasn't no information about exit velocity, launch angle, all that other stuff. It's
yeah,
just
the exit velocity is okay, right? It's just like that's what we've all been trying to do, even without it, is just hit the ball hard, you know?
Yeah.
But what I think happens is, you know, you start trying to create these launch angles and things like that, and I think it can hamper with your swing. So we want to hit the ball on a line too, and I love homers just as much as the next guy, but we want to make sure we're doing it productively. So it's that information's out there, and there's a lot of people doing it, but like I said, I'm probably a little bit more old school when it comes to just playing the game of baseball.
I don't blame you.
Pitching's got it now too. You know, I'm telling you, it's like all the TrackMan stuff. They're they're doing like spin rates and they've got gyro of the ball, this and yada yada, and it's pretty good tools in there from both the swing and the pitching, but man, it's complicated stuff.
Yeah, I guess my point is I can see where a manager can get inside his own head looking at all that data, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no doubt about it. And the other thing, too, that's going – so now you have not only those analytics with maybe the spin rates and the gyros and all those types of things, and then the swing and the launch angles, and then it's going even deeper now because in terms of just like defensive positioning and, you know, where the guys are playing, and you've seen all the overshifts and there's so much information out there now. It's tough.
Coach, I talked to Tom Simmons today. So we're going to have you every Monday this time. So looking forward to that.
Awesome.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for plugging me in. I appreciate spending some time talking some baseball with you.
You bet. Good luck this weekend. All right. Against Memphis.
Let's do it. Have a great weekend.
All right. See you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.